Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. If you're coming to this podcast for the very first time, welcome. We're so glad to have you. And if you've been to this podcast before and you're returning, welcome back. You are wise. We just love you here. We want you to know that. Just to give you a little bit of information about what we believe here. Whenever you come to this podcast, first of all, what you can expect, you can always expect a word of encouragement because we believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So whenever you come to this podcast, that's what you can expect. If you wake up and you need some encouragement, if you need a stirring energy, we invite you to come here. You will always find a word of encouragement here. And what we expect from you is that you share the podcast, share knowledge of the podcast. Let someone know we're here and what we're here for. Tell them what you found interesting about the podcast. And just like we know and we believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life, whenever we hear from you, it encourages us. We have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. And whenever we hear from you, when you email us, it encourages us because we want to know who's listening. We want to hear about your blessings, your encouragement. We want to hear about situations that you might be having. If you have questions, if necessary, we know we've given you an email address here and you can email. That's mainly so that we can know how to find you and let us know a good time to communicate with you. But if you need to talk to us, we have access to conference lines. We can work it out. So we want to hear from you. Now, just to tell you a little bit more about what we believe here, here at Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast, we believe in God. Therefore, we base everything we do on the written word of God. There's a tool we use that I use pretty much every day. It's called BibleGateway.com. Again, that's BibleGateway.com. And if you visit that website, you're going to find various translations of the Bible. You can read as much as you want. Also, now in some translations, they actually have an Audible edition, and they'll read some translations to you. So it's just a win-win. It's a good thing. So again, if you need encouragement, do think of us first. Also, if you visit the library of this podcast, you'll find various episodes. We can't tell everything in just one episode. And when you listen, if there are things, if you just read the description box, if there's something that you know that you believe would encourage us or give us more light, we want to hear from you. So now you know how to contact us. And we seek the Lord. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that. I do, and I live from that. Everything I do, I always consult, acknowledge God first, because he said in his word that when I acknowledge him in all of my ways, he would direct my paths. And that's not just for me. That's for anyone who has received him, who will trust him, who believe in him. And if you go to the library of this podcast, look at various episodes, read the description box, and just listen to the ones that speak to you. And then, as I said, of course, we want to hear from you. And usually you'll find I will say I'm excited. And I am excited, but it's a little late in the day today. And just, you know, staying before the Lord, having various experiences in life. This week, I believe I'm to share with you Anchored in Love, to let you know how wonderful it is to be anchored in God's love, to be anchored. God's love is a chief support in my life, personally. I experience some opportunities, and I call everything an opportunity, especially if it's a challenge or it presents itself as a challenge, which some people like to look at as problems. I don't look at them as problems because I know that God is always with me. He promised me in His Word. He said, if I acknowledge Him in all my ways, He would direct my paths. He said that. He also told me in another place in His Word that He's a very present help in time of trouble. And then He went further just to explain to me, just in case I didn't get exactly what He meant by trouble. He meant anything that disturbs my peace is trouble. Because He gave an instruction in His Word. I almost gave you the scriptures. You'll notice on this particular podcast, unless you contact me and ask me, because I can tell you where everything that I'm talking about is located. He said in His Bible on more than one occasion in His Word, He said, let not your heart be troubled. So God knows that circumstances and situations can appear in our life. He explained to me how night seasons, He always explains everything if you ask Him. He explained to me that night seasons are times in your life when you need more clarity. You don't have complete understanding. And He also explained to me who was a companion of night seasons. He explained that contrary winds. He let me know that night seasons are like storms that come up. Contrary winds that really allow you to know that they're present. And if you think about storms in the summer, I don't know where you're living or, you know, what, you know, part of the world you're living in or what country. But if there is a night season, nights represent the time when it's dark out and you really can't see very clearly unless you have some light. And you know, when you can't see very clearly, which means that, you know, in the way the Lord gave it to me, you don't have all the understanding you need. And there's a contrary wind. You don't understand what's going on or why it's happening. But what God has shown me, when there are night seasons, and you know, the Bible said, well, God said in His Word, there's going to be day and night as long as there's an earth, and not just day and night in the natural, but there are going to be opportunities. He said in another place in His Word that these situations that come about, He said that they're common circumstances that are common to mankind. So because we live in this realm, we experience different things that are just common to mankind. And God calls things that occur in our life because He told us. He said, don't worry about it. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He showed me because I had some situations within the last, I would say, couple months or so that have occurred that came with contrary winds during night seasons in my life where I had to really just stay in God's face, which is what I do because He's my constant companion. I know I'm never alone. I know I'm always cared for. I know I'm anchored in Him. He is my reliable chief support. I can depend on Him and trust Him. He strengthens me with strength in my inner man, gives me resilience. And I tell you, sometimes circumstances can occur in life where a contrary wind will come up in a night season. And if you ain't careful, it'll cause you to, you know, almost as they say, some people like, they say, knock the wind out of you. Have you ever heard that? You can, like boxers, you know, they take hits. And sometimes things will happen. It'll feel like a hit. But God said, when Jesus died for us on the cross, He let us know He was going to send us another comforter. He said the Spirit of truth was going to come to us. The Lord has explained so many things to me to help me understand truth. He said His Word is truth. I can depend on His truth. Truth is absent from error. No matter what anyone says, God has told us in His Word. First of all, His Word is immutable. And if you go to the library of this podcast and you look at the various segments, read the description boxes, things that deal with truth, things that deal with love, talking about God and his attributes, talking about how secure we are, you'll learn that we can depend on God. We can rely on God, the different things he's done to cause us to be confident in his word. In another place, he said he has become our confidence. In another place, he shared that he is our nail fastened. He gives us an example, like a nail fastened in a sure place. And you know something? He said every ordinance that was against us, anything that was against us, he took it out of the way when he went to the cross. Everything that was against us, he nailed to his cross. And just in case sometimes you don't know how much of that, you know, you don't know as much as you think you should, everyone knows. When you see the various celebrations, the what they call holy days or high holy days, they always show pictures of Jesus on the cross. They always show him nailed to the cross. Some crucifixes show the nails, and you can see those, and to have nails, they have to leave scars. So the nail prints in Jesus' hands. So from now on, whenever you look at a picture of Jesus on the cross, now, I'm not going to tell you if that was necessarily the culture or the image of God, because God said in another place, or in the word of God, in another place, it lets us know not to make any images of things above, because we don't know. We haven't seen that in the natural. God will reveal himself to us. What he wants us to know, he'll reveal it through his word. Through his word. His word is a mystery. We can only understand God's word when we have a one-on-one personal relationship. Now, you can study with various teachers to get a better understanding, because, you know, in the natural, as a child, you have to be taught how to read. So you can study with various Bible teachers, Bible scholars, and so on and so forth, yet you still have to have your personal one-on-one relationship with God. You can study. The study is to let us know and learn what God's character is, so we can learn how much he loves us. He says, and everybody knows this one scripture, I'm sure, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." So you're going to have to learn more. You're going to have to take time to learn about God, to learn how we are anchored in his love. He has said he's caused us to be accepted in the beloved, and the beloved in his body that was broken for us. If you've been into the house of God before, a lot of times people do it on first Sunday. As you get more mature, you'll learn you can have your personal time with the Lord. Even taking communion. I take communion on the strength of God's word. I do, because his word is immutable. He said everything would pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of his word was going to pass away. That's what he said. So if I didn't know about his word, had I not been introduced to him, or have his word not been preached to me, he says in another place that how can we hear without a preacher? So someone had to tell me about God. Someone had to point me in his direction. I had to be given that choice to do the one thing that he said is needful. Our Lord God has recorded in his word that there's only one thing that's needful. And he says in another place, I almost gave you that scripture. Now, I do a radio broadcast. It's called, and if you go on to Facebook or the internet, I do a Let Go, Let God. It's just Charlene Brownlow, Let Go, Let God. And you'll find the radio broadcast. I usually post that. There are many episodes there. You can go and listen. And if you Google Google Grace Multiply to Mature Persuasion, you'll find my picture. You can find certain information. It'll direct you in different ways. But getting back to what I'm saying, I believe I'm to share with you about being anchored in God's love. Anchored in love is a benefit that we're loaded with daily. as we come to consciousness every morning. We're in His love. That's a benefit. Us coming to consciousness, the life in us, is the benefit of God's love. And He's told us to rejoice evermore. He said He's given us all things richly to enjoy. And I promise you, if you draw nigh to the Lord God, He will draw nigh to you. He is a reliable support. As I was saying, He helped me to understand what trouble is. Trouble is anything that disturbs your peace. He said, cast every care on Him. He don't want you to worry about anything. He doesn't want us to be troubled by anything. He told us to let not our hearts be troubled. He could only tell us what He's done for us. But it's according to our faith. Will we believe Him? According to our faith be it unto us. That's what He said in His word. God loves us so much. He does. Every good gift, every good and perfect gift is from Him. It comes down from Him. He is our creator. He is our sustainer. He does. Every morning we meet His love. Every morning when we come to consciousness, we realize He has sustained us. He is our sustainer. There's no variation in His love for us. He loves us, just loves us with what's known as an agape love. He loves us. He does. It's an unconditional love. And if you really want to know the depth of it, if you go to the library of the podcast, read the description box, listen to all of the episodes that talk about His love, you'll understand it better. It was of His will for us to be His children by His word of truth. We're like a first fruit. We are the fruit, hallelujah, those that believe, of what He did for us on the cross. He is our example of how we should live. He is our example. He is our example. He set us apart. He has become for us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. He has become for us. We are set aside and set apart to Him for His holy purpose. We all have purposes. So be quick to hear about God. Be careful. Be a thoughtful listener. Ponder it in your heart. Come before Him with questions. Give Him your questions. Get a pad. Get a pencil. He'll answer. He has promised. And if you have a situation going on, He's a very present help in time of trouble. If anything disturbs your peace, just bring whatever the situation is to Him and cast it to Him to experience the benefit of His love daily. Now, I hope I've said something that will encourage your heart. I want to hear from you. God bless. Amen.